going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
He clearly has the ability to play left and right. We saw that in college. That was part of the value in taking Darnell. So if he had to play left, I think he'd play left. And obviously, I think we're all excited about his stuff. To go right.
So yesterday when we were talking about Ryan Pace, discussing seemingly fairly openly about the idea of, it's not out of the realm of possibility that you could see Darnell Wright move over to left tackle. We brought up the idea of, it is lying season.
Yeah, but we both were struck by kind of the comfort with which he said that. Like it was something they have discussed and known as a possibility, and that's what will happen if they do end up drafting a right tackle. They could be pretending, of course, for the sake of, leverage.
Which is good. Brad Biggs had some thoughts on the whole thing, and this is what he told the morning show about that.
Brad, there wasn't a lot offered in terms of details or specifics at Tuesday's household gathering, otherwise known as the Ian Cunningham job fair. But I do think that one of them was Darnell Wright possibly moving from right side to the left side. And if that
buying.
You're what? I didn't even ask a question yet. What aren't you buying?
But I don't see any way Darnell Wright's going to left tackle.
So that's just something they threw out there that they're not considering.
They didn't throw it. They were asked and they were like, well, yeah, you could. Like, it wasn't something that they threw out there. I don't view Darnell Wright as a left tackle possibility
so
for them. Maybe I'm wrong, but I
can I ask a question, please? Does that make you disqualify Armon Membu from consideration because he's a right tackle? And if they're going to draft him, I would be surprised if they would try him at left tackle and change positions as a rookie.
Did they say he's a right tackle only? That would be my question to that. Maybe there's someone that believes he can play left tackle. I think he's a right tackle or a guard. But I don't think that necessarily disqualifies him. It is interesting. I was talking to one guy yesterday that I always have interesting chats with, and he said, "Can you remember a class where there's been more players that they've said, well, he's a left tackle that's got to play guard, or he's a tackle that's got to play guard, or he's a guard that's got to play center, or he's a left tackle who ultimately this guy might be best at center." Like there's not as many guys where you look at him and you say, yeah, he's a guard and he's only a guard. But I wouldn't rule Membu out, but I'm not buying Darnell Wright as a possibility at left tackle. I mean, he's got to get better at right tackle.
Woo! The kind of out of hand dismissal that makes you think that either Brad knows something or just thinks they're lying for leverage.
The draft can't get here fast enough. David and Brad need a break from each other.
Oh man, I love it. I think it's wonderful.
I'm sorry, Dave.
Mr.
I'm sorry,
David.
Mr. David.
Mr. David.
need a break from Brad. I think Brad needs a break from them.
I think Brad, especially when he's not in computer form, because computer Brad, like Cyber Biggs, is much more agreeable. He's mostly just greetings, Cyber Biggs. You know,
I'm sure he was. I'm sure that there were people that had already emailed his mailbag about it.
Of course, his pesky.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
See, that guy doesn't argue like that. Cyber Brad doesn't argue, but human Brad sometimes just argues. You know, sometimes he's a little willfully.
I don't want to bring up a topic that's going to make Mr. David upset, but his guy, Colson Montgomery.
It's not very good. His analysis on that was spot on.
Hold on.
I share that feeling.
Gotten better, though, since then.
See Colson Montgomery's last week here?
I don't care about his
last week.
He's got
45 home runs in the last 7 days.
No, it's not that good, but it's been pretty good. Let me try to look for it here.
Yeah, it's so good you can't find it.
I can't find
it. But his back still hurts.
Six-game hit streak. He's hitting .321 during the six-game hit streak.
Good for him.
Championship. You know, maybe now that pesky Chase Meidroth is out of the shortstop position, that Colson has a shot.
He's going to find his way to Chicago.
.321 batting average, .345 on base, .536 slug. In the last six games.
Who the hell cares?
These are excellent questions.
Hey, there was a guy who texted earlier and said, oh, good, an hour of draft talk. That means no more Nicky Lopez conversation.
Well, guess what?
What the hell, dude?
Oh, no.
Nicky, next segment. Forget Eric at home. I'm putting Nicky on next segment.
The next segment actually allows us to talk a little bit about Nicky Lopez.
That's right.
Because
that guy's listening.
Yeah, because we're going to talk about him. In the next segment, while we're talking about the Cubs.
Oh, yeah. So we're not going to lead with Nicky Lopez.
No, we're going to lead with Jed. But Jed did talk about defense.
Yeah, he talked about defense. He talked about third base. He also talked about the bullpen. Jed also talked about Kyle Tucker, but we're going to wait for that because our man Bruce Levine did us a solid. Oh, did he do us a solid? Following up on something I saw in the game last night, talked to Bruce on the phone. He then talked to Kyle Tucker, and we will bring that exclusive sound to you along with Jed Hoyer in the 5 o'clock hour before Cubs. So tell a friend about that as well.
But next, Jed on other things that are happening with your favorite baseball team on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.